This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice will testify publicly before the September 11th Commission, after all, as early as next week. President Bush made the announcement yesterday. He previously refused to allow Rice's testimony on the grounds that it would violate the separation of powers. Commissioners say they want to hear Rice's account of the events leading up to the 2001 terror attacks, and they want to compare what she says to what they heard last week from former White House counterterrorism coordinator Richard Clark. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Rice's appearance before the commission is certain to draw a great deal of attention after Clark's blistering attack on the administration. Clark testified last week that the Bush White House did not consider terrorism to be an urgent issue prior to 9/11. Rice denied this was the case in a series of media interviews, but her comments failed to put the controversy to rest. Yesterday, President Bush said he decided that Rice could testify before the commission in public and under oath.
The terrorist threat being examined by the commission is still present, still urgent, and still demands our full attention.
The White House insisted, though, that the commission and congressional leaders agree that Rice's appearance would not set a precedent for future requests that White House aides testify. Mr. Bush said the attacks of 9/11 were an exceptional case, but that there was an important principle at stake.
The president and his advisors, including his advisor for national security affairs, must be able to communicate freely and privately without being compelled to reveal those communications to the legislative branch.
The commission is independent of Congress, but the White House says it is still a legislative body because most of its members were appointed by congressional leaders. The agreement over Rice's testimony was reached after even some Republicans began to question the administration's legal arguments and the political wisdom of allowing the controversy to linger. Last week, the commission's chairman, former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane, said the Bush administration was only hurting itself because Rice had been such a good witness when she appeared before the panel in private last February. Yesterday, Kane said the commission hoped that Rice would repeat that testimony in public and also answer questions that have been raised since by other witnesses, especially Clark.
We want to understand what substantive differences there are, perhaps, in testimony between Dr. Rice and any other witnesses. We want to understand the nature of the decision-making at the highest levels of government and how that war on terrorism, for instance, is being managed today.
Kane said he was also pleased that the President and Vice President Dick Cheney have agreed to appear jointly before the entire 10-member commission. Earlier, the two men had said they would only meet with the chairman and vice chairman of the panel. The joint session will be private, and neither the president nor the vice president will be under oath, but Kane said it was a good compromise.
It seemed to us, in exchange for getting all 10 commissioners to be able to ask any questions they wanted to a member of the staff and as well, that we'd get the answers to the questions we needed to write the report. That's the basic bottom line for us is always the report. Is what we're doing going to get us the answers to the questions we need to write the best possible report? And I think we came to the conclusion of this will.
Mindy Kleinberg, whose husband Alan died in the World Trade Center, says she hopes that will in fact be the case. She says she's pleased that Rice will testify, but she's also worried that the commission has promised not to call any other White House aides to testify in public.
That makes me a little concerned. You know, I remain cautiously optimistic that they'll be able to produce, you know, the kind of final report that we all want. I just hope that there's, you know, nobody else's testimony that is needed to give them valid information.
Kane said the panel had no plans to ask other White House aides to testify anyway. He also noted that there's nothing in yesterday's agreement to stop the commission from questioning them in private if necessary. The commission's final report is due July 26th. It's supposed to not only look at the events surrounding the September 11th attacks, but make recommendations on how to avoid them in the future. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.